Welcome to Together Forever. I am your host, Dumisani Mfune, and with me in studio is
Mandla Lupondwana.
Okay, guys, today's topic should be interesting. Mandla, from our last discussion, you made it sound like there may be times when our wives will intentionally disrespect us.
Yes.
Can you break that down to me?
There are instances when, for the next few times we're going to be together, we'll deal with these instances when our wives deliberately disrespect us. I want us to look at them and I want us to deal with some of them, some of those issues, and see how we can respond, probably how we can prevent it as husbands as well. The first is disrespect as a weapon. This you will find in marriages where the wife generally loses. The losses may be legitimate or illegitimate, but bottom line is she generally loses. Now, what do I mean by that? Our wives can have issues. Your wife can have a problem. And she comes to you to raise the problem, but she approaches it the wrong way. Okay. She uses wrong choice of words or phrases. She makes sweeping statements. You always do this. And the moment she makes a statement like this, you always leave me to attend to myself. You never help me out. Now, whenever they make those statements, you always do this, you never do that, the husband quickly jumps onto the always and the never, because it's usually not true. When your wife says you never help me, it's not always true. Even for the most chauvinistic man, it's not true, because you'll find that a man from time to time will be in a good mood and help out with something. So you find that he will then go back to raise those, to show her the instances where he did help out, to try and rebut the statement you never, or the statement you always. And so as she was raising an issue, she may have been raising an issue of not being helped out in the house. Mm-hmm. But then instead of saying, could you please help me out with this, she says, you never help me out, you don't care about me. And then the man will start arguing the case that he does care, that he does sometimes help out. And so when he raises that issue, she has to at some point concede that, yes, you do care. Yes, you sometimes do help. And when that happens, she has to backpedal. And the discussion will most probably end there, because it was heated to get her to a point where she concedes that, after she says you don't care, to get her to a point where she concedes that, okay, fine, you do care. Okay, fine, sometimes you do help. A lot of back and forth happens. Mm-hmm. So that by the time she concedes that point, it's like the argument is now coming to a close and it ends there. Sometimes you may even require that she withdraw the words she said or apologize for saying that about you. And then she does that. But what happened to the issue that she raised, that you were not helping her?
The initial issue.
Her initial issue was not dealt with. It's still there. It has not been resolved. So she walks away from this discussion, having lost, even though she had a legitimate issue to raise. And then she comes back again, picks up on another issue. And even with that other issue, you will find that she will lose it on presentation. The husband is articulate. The man sometimes is able to put together his thoughts and his phrases and his words correctly. You are able to listen, and your mind just calms down, and she goes up the roof and she emotionally presents her case. And sometimes in the heat of the moment, she just messes up the presentation of the point. And the point itself is valid. And we constantly get back to dealing with the presentation. And we win on presentation, and they lose. And they walk away. But they walk away feeling they should not have lost. It was an unfair loss. It was an illegitimate loss. And so she realizes that she's constantly losing, even though she has legitimate points. She walks away, and she finds other ways of fighting back. She keeps quiet. She goes on, gives you the silent treatment. Sometimes she withholds sex. She withholds labor. She decides she was going to sleep. She's not going to cook, you know. She decides she's going to go and visit a friend or a parent and not iron and not do whatever. All of this is her attempt to fight back, because she feels she's losing. She's losing, and she should not be losing. Mm-hmm. It's just that she's unable to articulate her point. And when she has an opportunity to disrespect you, especially when she knows just how important it is to you, She gives you a dose of it so that you can feel just the way she feels most of the time. And she will find her satisfaction in your fury and in your anger. That how can she disrespect you like this? And you find that she will act like she does not care. And your anger at losing, because the thing is this, she will know that she disrespected you. And you are here explaining to her that she has disrespected you. But she's treating you like she does not care. This way you are now experiencing an illegitimate loss where you have been wronged. But the person who wronged you is not going to apologize.
Mm. You know, what you said reminds you of this thing. I can't remember where I read it, but it says something to the effect, whoever makes you angry rules you or controls you. So it seems just that when we're angry, that for them is mission accomplished.
When your wife is constantly losing, sometimes disrespect will be the one way she fights back. You know, she will fight back and she will feel, yeah. And sometimes she will deliberately plan something to say something or do something that you will consider disrespectful because she knows just how important it is to you. That's how she fights back. That's how she gives you a teaspoon of what you usually give her. Mm. Now, how do we deal with that as husbands?
Mm.
I would say to every husband out there, let's learn to listen to our wives. Learn to listen to her point, because if her point is illegitimate, it doesn't matter how well it's presented, you will still be able to shoot it down. When someone comes to you and makes a beautiful presentation on how you should commit suicide, how you should just jump off a cliff, you will listen to the beautiful presentation. And then you tell them, I'm not going to jump off a cliff. Because no matter how well it's put, you're just not going to do it.
It's not, yeah.
So a weak point is weak, it's weak, no matter how it's presented. So let's try to understand our wives. And I've come to realize that sometimes they can accept, not just wives, but we also as husbands, even in the workplace, we can accept losing when we know our point was understood and it was rejected on its merits. There is nothing that annoys us like feeling that we were not listened to.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that makes us feel undone as having a sense that, yes, they listened, but they did not understand. What they shot down is not our point. They didn't understand our point. And so the same thing happens with our wives. One of the best ways to avoid them using disrespect as a weapon is to try and understand them. Listen to the point. It may not make sense to you, but try and understand what is it that's so important to her. Try and think the way she thinks. Try and walk with her. And as you ask questions, don't ask questions to shoot down her argument, to shoot down her points. Just try to understand. Before you shoot it down, if you're going to shoot it down, but try to understand. Try to understand. And so when you talk to her, tell her, this is what I think you mean. And once she feels that you understand her, she can accept you disagreeing better.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time I have found that once we understand them, we are able to accommodate their points, their desires, or their fears.
Mm.
I found that as husbands, we are able to find a way to accommodate them. And sometimes we are able to say to them, look, we can't do this now, but can we do A, B, C, D later? And she feels okay. But I've realized nothing helps more than them feeling listened to and understood. When that happens, they don't just lose willy-nilly. They can handle that kind of a loss.
Mm.
And secondly, as husbands, we don't have to win everything. We don't have to win a discussion of which channel to watch. There are some battles that are just not worth winning because we don't want to create someone who is resentful that we are living with. Some things don't matter who wins. It's temporal. It's just about today, just about this hour. Mm. What program to watch is not a major battle you can fight and win. And, you know, you can let her win sometimes with these issues that are not that important for you to win as a husband. Don't strive to win everything just because you can. And just because as a husband, you can push your way and get the final word. Because you do not want a wife that is resentful.
On the same issue of understanding and seeing things from, you know, the other person's view, how could we then have a balance between agreeing to disagree? Because sometimes maybe the other person might think that because you're not doing what they're asking, you don't see the merit in what they're saying, or you don't fully understand, because if you did fully understand, then you would do it that way.
Communicate your understanding of the point. When she presents her case, tell her, summarize the point back to her, and present her case. I have found that when my wife presents a situation to me, or her point or her grievance, and I'm able to explain it back to her and explain it as though it's my point, and she's like, yes, yes, exactly, that's exactly what I mean, and then I disagree. She can handle the disagreement better. She needs to hear from you that you understand.
Okay.
And it's not enough for you to say, I understand. She must listen to you, explain her point, and feel, yes, that's it, that's it. Then you can disagree. And in those instances, they handled this issue of let's agree to disagree better.
Okay.
Because it's not like they're being dismissed. They understand that you understand the point, but you think differently. And people generally can handle you thinking differently when you understand their point. But we shouldn't belittle them. We shouldn't mock them. We shouldn't make as if their point are stupid or foolish, mm-hmm. or laugh at them. And, you know, all of those things, they add to this feeling of wanting one day to give you a piece of what you've been dishing out to them. So let's listen to our wives. Sometimes you may think the argument is foolish. Don't go around telling her that she's stupid. Don't go around telling her that what she's saying is foolish. Don't go around asking how could you be an adult and think like this? You know, how can you be this and talk like that? Let's not belittle them. Let's not in any way mock them and make them feel stupid. Because when that happens, you are creating someone, a monster, that is going to look forward to an opportunity to make you feel as miserable as she feels. Mm-hmm. And she will one day use disrespect as a weapon to fight back at you.
All right. Wow, man, thank you for that. I think it really makes sense. Guys, remember, it's important that we understand each other when we communicate. And as they say, prevention is better than cure. Until next time, I'm Dumisani Mfune.
And I'm Mandla Lupondwana.
Thank you.